Okay, good afternoon, everybody. I'm just so excited to be here at ReaderCon and to introduce these two writers. I'm going to take the time to talk about my own experience with their work as I introduce them. So first, to my left is Jerry Alangilan, who's Wasted I found when I was in high school. Sa backs ng Pulp magazine. And, you know, it in that time period, I think that was one of the most powerful things that I've read. And that has made me a fan for the last decade or so. So my voice is a little shaky right now because I'm just the immense fandom. And I followed his work since with the major comics companies and with his creator-owned work like The Outstanding Elmer. And so as far as Filipino comics is concerned, Jay Alangilan, one of those names that rises way up to the top for our contemporary creators. One of those people that I think everybody can look to as a comics creator, as a comics lover, and it's going to be really interesting to see how he reads and what he reads. And further to the left is Eliza Victoria, who, when I started reading her work, first I was frustrated because it was so damn good. Okay, it's like, where is she coming from? Who is this? Well, she's won these Department of English awards, but she's not from the Department of English. She's from somewhere else, and we've talked about this. She's a journalism major, and so I read her short stories, and it's amazing. And then I find the poetry, and it's amazing. It's just, how is she writing in so many genres, and how is she writing so consistently and so consistently well? And it's just incredibly admirable. So I want to understand also how you do it and what inspires you in these. And I think that we all know, right, reading great work inspires us to also try and do and aspire for our own great work. So I'll let them start talking now. Sir Jerry, would you like to begin?
Good afternoon sa inyo lahat. I was given a set of questions na maaari ka ko sagutan for today's talk. At the number one question is, what is my favorite book as a child? Actually, hanggang ngayon, favorite ko pa rin. Bata ako, hanggang ngayon, favorite ko pa rin. Papakita ko sa inyo, dala ko yung isang sample. Ito yung Adventures of Tintin. No? I mean, bata pa lang ako, gusto ko na siya. I mean, this is one of the very first things I was able to read, actually. And it also sparked my interest in creating comics. Kasi doon sa likod, kung makikita nyo, andyan yung covers ng lahat ng comics na ginawa ni Hergé. And nung time na yun, nung 70s, parang ilan lang ang available, I think mga 5 lang ang available dyan. And among those na hindi available, like for instance, like Tintin in Tibet, iniisip ko, ano kaya ang story ng Tintin in Tibet? At meron pang malaking footprints doon and they're in the snow. So it started firing at my own imagination. It's like, eventually nabasa ko rin siya. Napakalayo sa aking comics. Nung bata ako, na-appreciate ko to on a certain level na dahil it's adventure, it's fun, it's very funny. Pero as I grew older, meron pala siyang ibang level of appreciation kasi meron siya, itakos themes of friendship, relationships, at sometimes yung mga sometimes gangsters, mga drug smugglers, mga bagay na hindi ko na-guess nung bata ako. Pero nagkaroon ng bagong dimension kung ano yung nai-tapodin. Ngayon, binabasa ko pa rin siya, paminsan-minsan, just to remind you what a fun comic book read is. Kasi sometimes, sobrang serious yung mga bagong comics Okay lang, I can appreciate mga serious comics, pero if I want something very fun to read, pabalik ako sa Tintin. I've never outgrown it. No, I've never outgrown. So hanggang ngayon, binabasa ko pa rin siya. Excuse me. Later on, meron akong ibibigay na isang book. Parang ito kasi yung mga bagong versions ng Tintin. So later on daw ata, I think I will be able to give away a copy of this. Siguro magbibigyan ko ng trivia question kung sino makasagot, makukuha niyo yung book na to. So aside from Tintin, of course, I also read books. Unlike some people, I don't think of comics as a stepping stone towards books. Para sa akin, pareho lang yun. So, at the same time I read comics, I started also reading books like yung mga Hardy Boys. Siyempre, later on, I started reading yung mga sci-fi books. I started reading Jack London books, yung mga animal books. So, gusto ko yun eh. And then, nung college ako, I started reading yung talaga makakapal na books, like yung mga books ni James Michener. Available lang sa book sale, magkano lang ba, 50 pesos. So, but each book is very worth it kasi sobrang kapal. And then, yun, kung ano ba lang makita kong sa book sale na mura, na interesting for me, binabasa ko. I just really love to read. No? Every day, before ako matulog, I make sure na may binabasa ako either comics or book. It could be anything really, no? Kasi very open ako about whatever, any kind of topic, any kind of genre. So, who are my favorite authors? Of course, si Herj, great nito. And then other comic book writers too, ni Alan Moore, Neil Gaiman, Frank Miller, Grant Morrison, kino writers. Sa books, James Clavell, James Michener, Larry McMurtry. Meron pa siguro iba, I just don't remember masyado. Yeah. Sabi sa amin, no, 7-10 minutes lang per speaker, so I think okay na yun for me. Later on lang yung iba, may question and answer.
Sure. Okay, thanks.
Hello everyone, thank you for coming to our room. I think I will go over time. 7-10 minutes. Well, I made the PowerPoint presentation because I have bad memory. Like if someone asks me, who are your favorite authors? And you just blank out. So I just made the guide for myself. Okay, authors as readers, and that's my name. Okay, I attended last year's ReaderCon, and most of the authors there talked about what got them started reading. So, do you remember this?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so little fairy tale books that come with me though. I'm not earning a commission from this. This is what I remember from my childhood. So, we would get it with the milk, and my father would read it to me and my sister, and these are in English, and he would translate. Kasi hindi pa namin gamay yung language, so he would translate it into Filipino. And yeah, that's my first exposure with fairy tales. And then we moved to my parents are very smart because they decided that their kids should be readers and should be introduced to information. So they saved money and got us encyclopedia volumes. So I remember opening one up, and it's volume M. I was not a very smart kid because I thought all of the volumes are just M. So when I opened another volume, it's like, it's A! Oh, so they're different letters! Amazing! Then when I got to, yes, volume S, and one of the topics there is short stories, and the article had excerpts from some short stories, and I remember reading them when I was in second grade. And yep, my parents don't censor what you read. So this is what I read, The Telltale Heart by Edgar Allan Poe. And I remember getting frustrated because it was just an excerpt, so I didn't know how it ended. There's a dead body under the floorboards. What happens? So when I went to school, I go to the library and I would check out Edgar Allan Poe's stories. And I finally find out how it ended. Okay. So I read just about everything, but for the purpose of the presentation, I just want to talk about horror stories. Because, well, I write horror and I also like reading horror. So why? Well, something always happens, right? Someone dies, someone finds something under the floorboards, that sort of thing. And it's not, the reaction is not just emotional, it's actually visceral. Like, tatayong balibo mo, you feel sick to your stomach, you get a headache, that sort of thing. Good stories do that. I remember, I like this story, but I can't remember what it's about, but I remember what I felt while reading it. So yun yung naiiwan, the reaction. And like gossip, it makes you hang on to every word because you want, like, remember in school or in the office, like, I have a ghost story. I work in a hospital, so there are a lot of ghost stories. Like every day, like my office mate would be like, I saw something at the cancer center, like, and everyone like goes to her and listens and doesn't interrupt because, you know, that's the nature of horror stories. You just want to know what happens. And it is also a clear-eyed exploration of human nature. You get, like, I remember reading Poe and you read the Telltale Heart and you side with the murderer. Like, I want this guy to get away. I don't want the cops to find out. So, it's a good exploration of the good side of human nature and also like, the evil side. Another example, W. Jacobs' The Monkey's Paw. Are you familiar with this one? Like with the... Yes. Okay. I will not spoil it for you. Another favorite is The Lottery by Shirley Jackson. It is, yes, I hear your reaction. It is a widely anthologized short story. I remember reading this when I was also very young, like in grade 6. Like I said, my parents don't censor what I read. It starts like, the morning of June 27th was clear and sunny, with the fresh warmth of a full summer day. The flowers were blossoming profusely and the grass was richly green. But, a nice story about summer. Yes. I like the twist. I was young, so it didn't really, it wasn't a very deep reading of the short story. But as I reread, like when I grew older, like yung nabanggit ni Sir Jenny, yung nuances, you suddenly get it, like how they treat tradition and alienation and so on. Okay, locally, I'm a fan of Nick Joaquin. Okay. Yes, Candido's Apocalypse is my favorite story of this. It is horror. Mayday Eve, and then you have Tatarin. And The House on Zapote Street was written so well that I thought it was fiction. Apparently, it actually happened. And it was adapted into a film called Kisap Mata, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Okay. And then, of course, Stephen King. These are his two books, the first two books of his that I read. And then I just kept looking for his other books. The most recent one that I read is Under the Dome. So, Pet Sematary and The Tommyknockers. Classic King. Okay, so when I started, I just read for entertainment. I just want a good plot that really focus on the language, if it's well written or whatever, because I didn't really know. But later on, I wanted to write my own stories. So this is when reading is not just for entertainment anymore, it's for me to find out the author's techniques, like, and you start interrogating yourself, like, I like the story, why do I like the story? Because I like the character, why is the character likable? Is it important that the character is likable? Like, how can you make it work if the main character is an ass? Okay, so, flow-sensitive reading is, well, you read carefully to see what an author does on the page and between the lines. Okay. The advantage of reading widely as opposed to trying to formulate a series of general rules, is that we learn there are no general rules, only individual examples to help point you in a direction in which you might want to go. So I read, I'm genre blind, like I read everything, because you can learn something from science fiction, from horror, from realist fiction, literary fiction. You learn language, characterization, like how to make a good plot, and then you can marry them and create something new. Okay, so Well, this is John Fowles, The Collector. I'm not sure if you've read this novel, but I like this novel because the second half is mostly diary entries. So in the first half, you have this young woman who was kidnapped, taken hostage. And of course, you side with the woman because she's the victim. But when you read the second half, it's mostly her diary entries, and she's not a very good person. Then you, when you go back, parang buti nga na hostage siya, parang ganun. So it's very good. It's good in that way. Then we have Lord of the Flies by William Golding. I like how this story starts, because it starts right away, like little to no exposition. Like the kids are on the island, so there's a plane crash and they're left on their own with no adults around. Have you read this novel? Yes, good. And very good dialogue din. Mabilis lang basahin. 1984 by George Orwell. There, of course. It's science fiction, but at the same time, it's horrific. And there's the social commentary. But even if you just read it as this plot, horrific pa rin siya, di ba? And then Peter Straub, The Hellfire Club. This is also a good novel. It's a novel within a novel. So, you know, you read all of these books and you get exposed to different ways, to different techniques in telling your story. Like, oh, I can do that. I did not know that, so. Ira Levin, Rosemary's Baby. Okay, I like Ira Levin because he writes in a very deadpan manner, matter of fact. So there's a party, you know, someone gets pregnant, and then all of a sudden you have this line. Rosemary found herself chewing on a raw and dripping chicken heart in the kitchen one morning at 4:15. Very matter of fact and very specific, but it's very jarring when you read that sentence. Donald Barth is also a favorite author, The Secret History. It opens like this. The snow in the mountains was melting and Bunny had been dead for several weeks before we came to understand the gravity of our situation. So from the very start, you know who died and you know who did it. So it's not a whodunit, it's like why and how did they get there? And of course, Shirley Jackson, I'm a fan. This is The Haunting of Hill House. It's a very good novel. I suggest that you pick this up. It opens with like the best sentence I've ever seen in a novel. No live organism can continue for long to exist sanely under conditions of absolute reality. Even larks and katydids are supposed by some to dream. Diba? Ang ganda. I'm a big fan of her. She's very good with subtle horror. Okay, so that's actually the end of my presentation. I just want to show a list of recent reads. 11/22/63 by Stephen King. Nosferatu by Joe Hill. The End of Alice by A.M. Holmes, in case you want to pick something up and you don't know what to get. The Woman Upstairs by Claire Masood. You Have Always Lived in the Castle Again by Shirley Jackson. The Dinner by Herman Koch. I want to stop there and talk about The Dinner because it's a novel that occurs during a dinner. So you know, the chapter breaks are like, it starts like aperitif and then main course, dessert. And these are just people sitting at a table talking about something. And you get the entire plot. And it's very tense. You know how tense it gets when you go to a dinner and you don't like the people you're with? That kind of suspense. Very good. Never Let Me Go by Ishiguro. And Waking the Dead and Other Horror Stories by Iveta. Thank you.
Audience, does anybody have any immediate questions that you want to ask? Danu?
A question for both of you. Do you tailor fit your recommendations for, say, a person asking for a reading list? Do you tailor fit it to the person that you know, or do you have a specific books in mind that everyone should read?
Wants to go first?
Sometimes naman kasi hindi ko naman kilala yung lahat, nagtatanong sa akin, so I don't know kung gusto niya. So if they ask me for recommendations, I usually go with you what has been my favorites so far. In terms of comics, talagang may recommend ako, or books like Swamp Thing by Alan Moore, V for Vendetta, Watchmen, Batman Year One, Daredevil, Born Again. Usually yung mga ganun mga books. And at least po, Sandman. At least naman sigurado, one of those at least mo gustuhan ng tao. Meron na akong gustong ikwento na before, nung wala pa akong asawa, ang ginagawa ko ay I would lend comics dun sa girl who I'm interested in, you know. And then usually pinapayaran ko Sandman. Kapag ibinabalik sa akin unread, parang sorry.
Litmus test.
Ganun. Tapos eh, may isa kong pinahiram sabi niya sa akin, ang hirap naman basahin, ganyan, okay, bye-bye. Eh finally, meron akong pinahiram na book ng Sandman, at sabi sa akin, asan yung second part? Nasa na, ganun, na yung wife ko ngayon.
Yeah. Nicely done.
Well, after I read something, I immediately, if I have time, blog about it. Para ma-share ko agad. And para matandaan ko, I really have bad memory. So, if someone asks me for recommendations, I ask them, anong genre? Okay ba sa'yo kung mahaba? Kasi some people, they're like, I can only read until, pag 300 pages, that's fine. Pero pag 500, na, hindi na kaya. Like, my boyfriend likes reading Doorstoppers. And I, oh, God. It's so long. Pero, of course, there is always an exception to the rule. It depends on the story. Yeah.
But what's your go-to Doorstopper novel?
Oh, well, we're talking about horror, so House of Leaves.
Yeah.
Danielewski. That's very good. And it took me a while to finish, pero it's because it's so scary that I need to stop every once in a while. So if you haven't tried it, you should read House of Leaves.
Thank you.
Other questions? Okay, I'll ask one. Have you guys ever bought a book based on the cover? You know nothing about the author, about the book. It's just, you see this cover and you need to buy it.
I actually haven't done that for a book. Hmm. But I have done that for comic books.
Right. You
know? For instance, in the 80s, we bought a comic book. Na actually Adventures of Superman. Na, hindi ako gladong buwibili ng Superman ng time na yun, pero nakita ko ang cover is by Brian Bolan.
Okay.
Who is a very, very good artist. Eh yung cover depicts Superman na nagiging wolf yung ulo. And it's in black and white. No? So ano to? Ano nangyayari dito? Ganun? So I had to buy it. So hindi ko naman gano'n na-enjoy yung story.
Did you buy things again na gano'n ang...
Recently, I bought... Kasi for a long time, hindi na ako bago sa X-Men. Parang hindi na tayo sa X-Men masyado. Ano. Pero lately, may nakita ko cover, Nightcrawler nasa cover. And it was drawn very nicely. Sabi ko, parang gusto ko to ah. So pinili ko, because of the cover. And it turns out, na-enjoy ko yung book. And one of the reasons kaya nag-quit ako ng X-Men is because sobrang yung continuity niya, masyado nang involved with other titles. No? if you buy this comic book, kailangan pili mo ito yung comic book na ito, kailangan pili mo yung comic book na yun para mag-guess mo yung buong story. Pero itong issue na ito, Amazing X-Men number 1, parang it turns out that you can read it on its own. I really enjoyed it. It was very fun. So, hindi ako nagsisi na pinili ko yun. So, right now, I'm collecting it again.
Issue 2. Liza? Liza?
The last time I remember doing that, I was like in high school, and my parents still, they're the ones who buy books for me. So hindi parang the budget is not in question. But now, because I don't have a lot of cash, you have to make sure, I have to make sure that I will enjoy the book. So I think the last time I remember doing that was for Stephen King's Pet Sematary. Like, I just saw it on the bookshelves, so parang, oh, interesting yung cover, then I just took it. And it's one of those books that are annoying, na they have this, the cover, then when you turn, and it's the picture of the author, like the entire thing on the back. So, so what is this about? It's about Stephen King. But I was younger, so, but as I said, it's not... It's not an issue kasi ang bibili tatay ko, okay, thanks. Pero ngayon, di ba, like when you look at it, so, ooh, nice cover. So, so what is it about? I need to find out first kung ano yung genre and what, who's the author, you know. Just to make sure that I will enjoy the novel and it's worth the purchase.
Nice. Alright, sure, go.
Were there any particular books that directly inspired the story from you? Like, when after reading the book, you just suddenly, sparked something you needed to write?
Yung influences ko in terms of my own comic books, usually, parang accumulation na siya of influences. Like, for instance, ang Elmer, wala akong naiisip na specific book that inspired to do for me to do it. Parang it's an accumulation of a lot of things I've read. Ang dami sa sawasama na yan. Andiyan yung Mouse, andiyan yung Electra Lips again, and then yung Epileptic, DVD, andiyan yung yung book ni David Mazzucchelli with Paul Auster.
New York Trilogy? New York Trilogy.
Something, one of those books. Nalimutan ko lang yung title eh. Pero, it actually takes me a long time to come up with an actual book. Sometimes it takes years of me thinking about it before I start really doing it. And by that time, marami nang na-accumulate na influences. So, lahat yun, lumalabas doon eventually.
I agree, it's an accumulation really of influences. But I remember reading Lauren Bukis's Moxieland. It's science fiction and it's written in a way that's, it's a page turner. It's there are a lot of topics. It talks about a lot of things like corporate culture and consumerism, that sort of thing. But hindi siya mabigat. Saka ang bilis mo siyang mabasa. And when I read that, I'm like, I want to write something like that. And I came up with Project 70, which I hope. Which I hope. It's a page turner. But I've talked to readers and they said, yeah, they can't put it down. So, yay. Another source of inspiration would be movies. I like watching movies. I remember watching Emily Rose. I don't remember.
The Exorcism
of Emily Rose. I was watching it, and parang, so there's this good actress who's so good, and you're like, galing yung umatin na ano, napoposes siya, no? So parang, paano kaya kung may umatin na naposes lang siya? Then I wrote The View of the Star after watching the movie. So, yeah. So it's not just books, really. Any story that you can consume, like it could be a video game or like a ghost story that a friend told you. Like I said, I work in a hospital, so marami yun. Don't know who's. Thank you.
Other questions?
Yeah, this one's for both of you.
What?
So earlier, you guys discussed some works that you enjoyed or have been into. influential. So I just want to ask if perhaps you've read anything that you regret reading, or was a disappointment, or didn't work for you for some reason.
He just really didn't like.
Yeah. Meron mga books ako nabasa na I regretted reading. Pero thankfully enough, hindi ko na tinapos. Usually kasi pupunta ako ng book sale, titignan ko what's interesting to me. And then, uumpisahan ko after a chapter, hindi ko natapos to. I don't like the way it's written, I don't like yung point of view, I don't like yung it's boring, gano'n. Hindi ko naman sabi kung ano eh, forgettable eh. Iba-ibang genre, horror. Sometimes, I actually like, personally, I like historical fiction. Kasi yung mga James Michener, historical fiction yun eh. And sometimes, I would buy books like that, not by Michener. Bumobore ako talaga, gano'n. So, sabi ko siya, doon na nakapakot sa banda. Wag pala, dinan ako, yung teammate ko na. So, next fundraising, siguro natin ko yung mga books na yun.
You know this. well,
planted question pala yun.
Okay. you know Gone Girl, Gillian Flynn, it's consistently in the bestsellers list and a lot of people recommended it to me. Pero when I read it, it's not very good. it's over the top, you know. It doesn't work for me. But then, kanyang-kanyang taste. Yung iba na hindi ko nagustuhan, like si Sir Jerry, hindi ko na rin maalala. Ito, nalimutan ko na lang sila. Kasi hindi naman makaka... But actually, if you're a writer and you read something bad, it will help you. Like, it will push you to write something. Like, I can be better than this fucking person. Yeah, so, books can be a good motivator for aspiring writers.
Okay. Other questions, guys? Anything else? All right. I'll throw another one of them. Since, is there a book that you keep rereading? Something that you go back to, like something that you love, and then every once in a while, I want to read this again, or it's time. You know?
Aside from itong Tintin, once in a while, binabasa ko. One of those books that I always come back to reading is Lonesome Dove by Larry McMurtry. Nice. Hindi ko lang, gusto talaga yung the way he writes. It's very real, it's very creative, it's very funny. Ewan ko nabasa niyo na yun. If not, probably niyo yung TV series, yung first TV series, which is a very faithful adaptation of yung book. It's one of the best westerns ever, para sa akin.
For me naman, it's actually one of the books I presented, The Secret History by Donna Tartt. Because it's my first exposure to it's a murder mystery, but at the same time, it's very introspective. It's written in the first person POV, so maraming passages that are it's just written so well, and the characters it's like they're actual people, you know, very good characterization. Before that, because I would read. Murder mysteries by like Robert E. Parker, where the writing is very straightforward and the prose is fair, but with Donna Tartt it's like condensed milk, like it's so rich, you know. So I like rereading that book, like I read it like once a year. It's that good. So if you haven't read anything from Donna Tartt, you can try with The Secret History.
Any more? Because I just get to bogart all the questions if you guys aren't asking any. Anybody else? Please. All right, how about this, guys? Is there a book, you know how you only lend the books that you like? You never lend out bad books to friends? So you want them to think well of you. Is there a book that was never returned to you that you wish you could have back?
I've actually learned my lesson, hindi naman papayaran books. Kasi dati ang hindi ko papayaran, pero sometimes hindi mo mabalik eh.
Yeah.
And sumasama ng love ko kasi sometimes yung iba yung books, may autograph pa eh, author. No? Anyway, one of the books na hopefully magpabalik sa akin, yung aking first edition ng American Gods.
Wow.
Yung New Game One. Kinukulit ko nga na, ibalik na sa akin. Atensyon, tanda ko pa kung sino may hawa.
Buti ganun.
Oo.
Luckily naman for me, the people I lend books to, they return them to me. They're nice enough to return them to me. As for the books na wala out na in the wild, it's fine. Kasi there are e-books naman eh. So if I... No, parang it's fine. Parang I don't have anything... I don't own anything na like first edition or be autograph. Siguro pag if I own a book like that, I won't. It will never leave the house. I will never lend it out. So, yun.
Right. Okay, and then as the last part of our program is each of our guests will reward one of these favorite books of theirs. So, Sir Jerry, do you want to start?
Okay na. Siguro yung question ko, may relation sa Tintin. Ewan ko lang kung mayroon hindi sa Tintin sa inyo. Just in case meron, ano. Yung first person na makakapunta rito sa harap, who can tell me the name of the dog? Tintin.
Good job.
Snowy.
Snowy.
Yay! Right.
Congratulations.
Yung isa rin.
Hindi na.
Okay, I have two books here. American Short Story Masterpieces. It's very old. It's been with me for years. But it's a good collection. It has stories by Ursula Le Guin, there's Carol Oates, Tobias Wolff, you know, and it's edited by Raymond Carver and Tom Jenks. It's a good collection. And my book.
Read it.
Pride Exhibit. Okay. So, I guess my question will be the first person to tell me three Stephen King novels that have been turned into movies. Three. Oh. Yes.
Love it.
That's fine, yeah. Stephen
King. Yes. Of course, there's The Shining,
yes.
And then the most recent Carrie,
yes.
And then Shawshank.
Yes. Yeah, there we go.
Congrats.
You're giving both. Nice. Congratulations. All right. So, thank you everybody for attending. Thanks for giving us your time. Thanks for listening. Let's thank our guests for being.